This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when folks are addressing a very serious question. Given the very low ratings, and they were shockingly low for a debate that people thought would have the biggest TV audience of all time. Over 80 million, maybe even over 100 million people watching. Well, now, by all standards, with all of the returns coming in, it's far less than watch the debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And maybe that indicates that there is some kind of fatal lack of enthusiasm for Joe Biden, or it may indicate that people just bailed on that debate in the first 10 minutes because it was already clear that it was not going to follow any of the normal rules of this sort of encounter. We're going to be speaking with Rich Lowry, who is the editor-in-chief of National Review, coming up. But I've been looking for it. I haven't found a single individual anywhere who has written about this debate representing a worthwhile or meaningful exchange. And maybe that's the idea, that the two candidates running in a close race, what has basically been a close race, just wanted to keep going and not to shake things up too badly. The CNN poll afterward showed that among the people who were watching, who were disproportionately Democrats, by the way, and it may be that there were more Democrats who watched the debate nationally. Certainly when you look at the very weak numbers for Fox News, which is generally where conservatives turn to watch debates that they're very much interested in. For instance, on the Republican debates, when they were doing Republican debates, Fox got titanic ratings. It was very competitive. This time, Fox got a tiny fraction of the audience, and the audience was about 16 million down from 4 years ago when Hillary was running against Donald Trump. They can try to argue about why or how that worked or why it turned out, but this is a typical piece by Dan Balz in the Washington Post. A headline, Trump sets the tone for the worst presidential debate in living memory. And he says the tone of the debate was established by Trump in the opening minutes, and it never changed to the end of the evening. The president constantly ignored moderator Chris Wallace's repeated pleas to maintain order as he took every opportunity and more to verbally hector Biden, throw his rival off balance, and take up as much space as possible. This was the Trump who lives on Twitter, not someone who occupies the highest office in the land. Biden, advised to maintain his cool, constantly looked peevish at Trump's behavior, responding at times with well-prepared rejoinders, but also with dismissive verbal broadsides. Exasperated at one point, he shot back at the president, "Will you shut up, man?" Biden cleared the low bar of expectations that the Trump campaign had inexplicably set for him, but hardly delivered a shining performance. Jake Tapper actually settled one of the questions that I think people are asking about right now. One of the questions, and this is out there because of the Trump campaign, not because of the Biden campaign, is will Biden show up at the other two debates that he has with President Trump? The next debate with President Trump is due in about 2 weeks. A week from today is the debate between Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for vice president, and Vice President Pence. And Vice President Pence has shown himself to be a very skilled debater and a very likable debate presence. That's why he gained a very substantial advantage against Tim Kaine last time. It'll be more complicated working against Senator Harris. But Senator Harris was asked about this rumor that has been put out there by the Trump campaign. It was talked about in Fox News concerning the debate last night, that somehow Biden is scared, he won't come to the debate. Of course he will. Of course he did last night and stayed awake, Sleepy Joe, as he is called by the president. Stayed awake for the whole thing and continued in his own way try to punch back. This is after clip 17, Jeremy. Right after the debate was done, Senator Harris went on CNN with Jake Tapper, and he asked her an important question. Listen.
After what went down this evening, do you think Joe Biden should participate in a second or third debate?
Joe Biden's never going to refuse to talk to the American people and have any opportunity that he can to speak directly to American families and speak about the issues, speak the truth, and address the facts of where we are now, but also address the hopes and dreams of the American family in terms of where we can be. And Joe's got a plan for dealing with those hopes and those aspirations as well. Mm.
Do you think the American people benefited from what we all saw this evening?
I think the American people benefited from a very clear contrast.
That's a nice way of dodging it. She dodged something else. And it's something else that Joe Biden dodges, and I don't really understand why. That's the question of court packing, and that is clip 15, Jeremy.
There are a number of Democrats in Washington, as you know, who are saying that if Judge Barrett is confirmed and if you and Joe Biden win and the Democrats take back the Senate, then there should be consideration of adding seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. Neither you nor Joe Biden are willing to give a straight answer as to whether or not you're willing to entertain that idea, but it's not some fringe idea. Democrats in Washington are talking about it. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, has said that he's not taking anything off the table. Is that an idea that you're willing to think about?
Okay, and her answer?
We are 35 days away from an election that is probably the most important election of our lifetime and our children's lifetime. And there is nothing about these next 35 days that Joe or I will take for granted. And so the focus right now is on reminding people that we have this election that is very much in play. It is about reminding people that people are voting right now. Almost a million people, Jake, in our country have already voted. We are in the midst of an election. And the Republican leader of the Senate, together with Donald Trump, are in the spirit of hypocrisy trying to push through a nominee while the American people are voting. And so Joe has been really clear. Let's focus on what's happening right now. Deal with later. Focus on what's happening right now, which is the American people are voting, and they should be the ones to decide who will have the next lifetime appointment to the United States Supreme Court. Let's not get distracted.
Okay, in other words, she refused to answer the question. And look, it should be easy for them to say, I think that court packing, first of all, it presumes that we have a sweeping election victory, that we win not just the presidency, but we win control of the Senate. And it is not at all a sure thing that the Democrats are going to win control of the Senate, especially with a strong race being run by candidates like Tommy Tuberville in Alabama, who is likely to win a Democratic seat there, and John James in Michigan, who is running even right now with the incumbent, Gary Peters, and could easily win a seat there. That would put it out of reach. The Democrats may not control the U.S. Senate, and if they don't control the U.S. Senate, even if Joe Biden is elected president, they aren't going to be able to get court packing through the Senate. Look, when FDR, the most powerful Democratic president ever, failed miserably in his court packing scheme of 1937, this is something that Democrats and Joe Biden included should basically rule out. Say, look, there are better ways to deal with it. What could they possibly be? We'll get to that, and we'll be speaking to Rich Lowry, too, coming up. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Michael Medved show, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up more than 300 points today. CNBC is reporting that it's based upon a stimulus hope ending the first losing month, the month of September being a losing month since March. There were also good numbers on consumer confidence yesterday, some good job numbers. Let us hope the economy continues to recover. And on this last day of the month, there continues to be an issue on healthcare, and there are aspects here of the Republican strategy, and it's not just President Trump in this case, it's an overall Republican strategy, is Republicans, and I'm one of them, don't like Obamacare. It was a mess. It's a bureaucratic nightmare. I don't believe it has done a great deal of good for the country. But guess what? There are a lot of people, millions of them, who depend on it and who like it and do not want it struck down. And the Supreme Court on November 10th is going to be hearing oral arguments, I think probably with a new associate justice named Amy Coney Barrett, who's a great choice. And the problem is that if the court strikes down Obamacare, it's a big mess. It's going to be very damaging for the economy because there's nothing to replace it. The whole position of the Trump campaign was to repeal and replace Obamacare. That replacement never worked out. And it's going to be a mess once the court decides, if the court decides negatively. By the way, I don't think it will. I think probably that'll be a 7-2 case with most of the justices, including the new justice, voting against the idea of doing what the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals did and overturning all of Obamacare. But meanwhile, this is a huge issue for Democrats, because they can scare people. Oh, the big bad Republicans, you reelect Trump, you confirm his justice at the Supreme Court, they want to take away your health care. And here's Joe Biden last night. This is clip 11, Jeremy. And it's Joe Biden talking about people being able to keep private insurance, which, again, is a popular proposition. I think most people do who have insurance, there's a great majority of Americans, do not want the government to mess with it. Listen.
One of the big debates we had with 23 of my colleagues trying to win the nomination that I won were saying that Biden wanted to allow people to have private insurance still. They can. They do. They will under my proposal.
It's not what you've said, but, and it's not what your party has said.
That is simply
your party
a lie.
Doesn't say it. Your party wants to go socialist medicine.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right now, I am.
And
the
they're going to dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now.
Okay, they're going to dominate you, Joe. You know that. He may have been referring. There was a column, and I think it's a bad column, frankly. It's by Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal, where he writes, "You get the sense that deep down Joe probably knows that if he wins, he won't really be president at all. He'll be kind of a masked hostage who issues reassuring homilies from a gilded cell somewhere in the White House family quarters, popping up every now and then with a copy of the day's newspaper to remind us he's still okay. And if we do what his captors tell us, everything will be fine. Does Joe really want this? Perhaps he doesn't even remember." I think that kind of attack on Joe Biden was dispensed with last night. And Biden was aggressive back at President Trump on another health issue. Listen, concerning the coronavirus and the federal policy regarding it. Clip 12.
Do you believe for a moment what he's telling you, in light of all the lies he's told you about the whole issue relating to COVID? He still hasn't even acknowledged that he knew this was happening, knew how dangerous it was going to be back in February, and he didn't even tell you. He's on record as saying it. He panicked, or he just looked at the stock market. One of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died, and a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President?
Did you use the word smart? So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe. 47 years, you've done nothing.
Let's have this debate.
And if you...
Okay, the whole thing about Delaware State. Delaware State's a historically black college. And he didn't say he ever went there. He said, I got my start, meaning in his campaign at Delaware State, which he did when he was campaigning first for the U.S. Senate. He gave one of his very early speeches there. And then Biden also commented on reports that from the Atlantic magazine that Trump had disparaged members of our armed forces. This is clip 13.
The way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and being and just being suckers. My son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot. And the people left behind there were heroes.
Really?
And I resent like hell.
Are you talking about Hunter?
My son, Bo Biden. You're talking about
I don't know Bo. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true. It wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Once you
None
became
of that
vice president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
He
my
made
son,
a fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. And I'm proud of him.
But why
I'm
was
proud
he given
of my
tens
son.
Of millions
All right.
of dollars?
But he wasn't given
right.
tens of millions of dollars. That is totally, totally discredited.
We've already been through this. I think the American people would rather hear about more substantial subjects. Well, you know, as the moderator, sir, I'm going to make a judgment call here.
$3.5 million
okay,
dollars
right.
from the
Let's
mayor
about,
of Moscow.
Let's
that
talk
is
about
not
it.
True.
Gentlemen, that report is totally
Why
discredited.
Okay, this is pathetic. I mean, it's deeply pathetic. By the way, it is not true that he was dishonorably discharged. He was discharged. He was separated. He failed a drug test when he was in the service. He was not dishonorably discharged. And, you know, the truth really ought to matter. I so much hope that the vice presidential debate next week and then the second presidential debate after that kicks it up a notch, just in terms of being worthy of the kind of country we really are. We'll speak about all of this with Rich Lowry, editor of the National Review, coming up on The Medved Show.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I don't know who the Proud Boys are. I mean, you'll have to give me a definition because I really don't know who they are.
President Trump's comments regarding the extremist group, the Proud Boys,
President Trump continues.
I can only say they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work. Law enforcement will do the work more and more.
Former FBI Director James Comey has wrapped up his testimony before a Republican-led Senate committee on Wednesday. Comey again on Capitol Hill to discuss a Russia investigation. As far as how things went, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News.
Well, unfortunately, it's very disappointing for a guy who was the FBI director. He claims not to know very much about what the FBI was doing at an unprecedented time when they literally were involved in the election, run-up to the 2016 election. You remember what he did to Hillary Clinton.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the summaries of the debate that I most enthusiastically agreed with came from Rich Lowry. Rich, of course, is the editor of National Review, and he is an invaluable resource to the conservative movement of the country. He tweeted out, "I agree with everyone who says the debate is hard to grade on any traditional scale, but the key takeaway is that Trump set out to make Biden crack, and it didn't happen." Rich, thanks for joining us. Do you agree with the National Debate Commission that they need to do something else to try to take control of future presidential debates like the ones that's due, the presidential candidates are supposed to be debating again 2 weeks from now? Do they need to change the rules somehow?
I think they need to look at some way to limit the crosstalk. As you know, Michael's an old pro. Crosstalk just doesn't make good radio. It doesn't make good TV. It doesn't make good presidential debates because you can't hear anything. Everyone's temperature goes up. It's just not productive. Now, you want some room for some free exchange and for some zingers, but last night didn't serve anyone's interest in my views. Those maybe, you know, looking back at last night, you would have perhaps had Biden's mic or Trump's mic off when the other candidate had his initial 2 minutes. But then the format of the debate was such that after those first 2 minutes each, there's supposed to be, you know, another 10 minutes or so of free exchange. And that's just going to be hard for anyone to to manage. You know, it probably would have made more sense to say 2 minutes each and then, you know, 1 minute each, two rounds to respond or something like that.
Something, but they clearly need to fix it somehow. I mean, I think part of the reason that the ratings were so poor in this, with 16 million fewer people tuning in than the first debate between Hillary and Trump, is it possible with that kind of viewership that a lot of the predictions, and they've been across the board from the Trump campaign, from the Biden campaign, from everybody in between, people have been predicting a very high turnout election. Is it possible that that may go the way of the predictions about this being a highly watched TV event?
I don't know. I tend to believe it's going to be a massive turnout. Trump supporters are extremely intense. The sentiment against them is extremely intense. And it actually might be a function of that intensity that there wasn't that much interest in watching this debate because people, they already know what they think, and they're ready to go out and vote. I believe, don't hold me to this, but someone was telling me that both the Frank Luntz focus group and a PBS focus group found that no one changed their mind watching that debate last night.
No, and Frank Luntz's focus group, I was going to... Frank Luntz's focus group, I was going to find, is 15 people, and they were all officially undecided, and they were from different swing states. Four of them moved from, of this undecided column, four of them moved to support Biden, two of them moved to support Trump. So six of the 15 did change their minds.
All right, I'm sorry.
But it's amazing it was only that. Biden, as you said, Biden's job was not to crack, and he succeeded in that regard. He didn't crack. What was Trump's biggest success last night?
Well, I think he cornered Biden a couple times on the Green New Deal. Biden kind of contradicted himself, you know, at one point said, well, it's going to pay for itself, but I don't support it. On law enforcement, where Biden couldn't answer, you know, what law enforcement groups support him, I'm not sure any do. But besides that, I think the problem was that Trump's tone and manner is so belligerent that he actually didn't. If you're going to nail an opponent, you need to let him breathe a little bit, you know. So Biden would be in the course of giving a not good answer, but Trump would interrupt that answer as well. So it wasn't, you know, like Hillary with the debates in 2016 with Hillary. Trump was also unorthodox then, much more belligerent than any other presidential candidate had been, but was highly effective and was more controlled than he was last night. So I think this was in part, you know, Trump's blood was up, but in part was a strategy, as I say, to make Biden crack. You know, everyone's seen Biden's lost a step. He's had an extremely limited schedule. He's been very beholden to teleprompters. So the thought was, you know, just under extreme pressure, he would give way. And there are moments certainly when he was flustered that I'm sure he regrets that don't look so great when they're played back this morning. You know, shut up, man. You're a clown. None of that was good, but also none of it exposed him as not being up for the job. So I think the bet Trump made is I'm going to be, you know, all in, full Trump, not care whether people think it's presidential or not, and get the upside of some major stumble from Biden. And even though Biden's performance wasn't great, as I say, he didn't buckle, he didn't crack. He stood there for 90 minutes.
Now, if you were as somehow advising the President of the United States about doing things differently, this is a two-part question, actually, Rich, because one of the things that I worry about is that the people who are currently advising him can't tell him anything but great news. The president was exulting earlier this morning. We played it on the air. He said, all the polls show that I won, and I won by a lot. I really won that debate and everything. And again, there's no poll that shows that, I don't think. And is it possible that somebody could get through to him with some advice that could benefit him for the next time that we go through this exercise?
Well, there are people who maintain he's more of a listener than he seems. You know, he certainly works the phone a lot. He has been talked out of various bad ideas various times over the last 4 years. But it's very delicate with any president of the United States to say at a performance like this, that wasn't good. You know, I think they struggled with it with Obama, whose first debate against Romney wasn't good. The Gore people, he wasn't an incumbent president, but when he was running against Bush in 2000, they wondered how to get the message across to him that his first debate, you know, when he was signed, wasn't good. They actually showed him, they went too far, it turned out. They showed him a Saturday Night Live clip mocking his debate performance, which made him swing way too far in the second, in the other direction, the second debate, and seem extremely sedated and lose to Bush, you know, the opposite way. He lost the first way by being huffy and kind of a jerk, and he lost the second way by being too. So I think even with someone Trump's personality, it's hard. But in the end of the day, he wants to win, and if he wants to win, not winning now, and he's got to change something. You just hope someone can get to him with that.
I do hope so, because my big recognition here is this was just unpleasant for people. People hated it. I mean, it was a difficult experience to endure. And that, if when you're asking for another lease on the White House for another 4 years, I don't know, after watching that, if people, I want four more years of this. Rich Lowry is the author of The Case for Nationalism, and you can find out about it at our website at michaelmedved.com. And that case for nationalism, one of the most potent issues facing us, whether we should be encouraging guilt or gratitude about this great country we live in. Rich, keep up the great work. I so much appreciated the commentary from National Review. A Frenchman is fired from a kindergarten teaching job because of his tattoos. Is that fair? Well, you'll hear the story.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Advantage of our special fall sale, which gives you a full 1/3 off. That's right, for a year subscription as a MedHead, brings it down to less than 11 cents a day. And when you go to michaelmedved.com and you sign up and you use the promo code FALL40, yeah, just $40 for an entire year subscription. That also gives you 50% off any download from the MedVed History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com now. And a history-making case that celebrates our magnificent diversity.
And in pain with all the colors
of love. And now, a celebration of diversity in action. It's time for Toleration.
Listen, what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
All the people.
And harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Okay, Dateline from Palaiseau, France. A school teacher said he was prevented from teaching at a French kindergarten after a parent complained that he frightened a child because of his tattoos. So, what's so scary about his tattoos? Well, you have to look at the pictures. It turns out his entire body, every inch of his body, his face, and his tongue are covered in tattoos. It's particularly complicated to tattoo the tongue, but he's done it on both sides. And he's also had the whites of his eyes tattooed black. The teacher who's 35, whose name is Sylvain Helene, is still allowed to teach children from the age of 6 up, but he said that after an initial shock, when they see him for the first time, his pupils see past his appearance. Quote, all of my students and their parents were always cool with me
because basically they knew me, said Ellen, who estimated he has spent around 460 hours under the tattooist needle. Great investment of time. Just fabulous. It's only when people see me from far away, he said, that they can assume the worst. Now, I think when they see him close up and they see that his eyes, the whites of his eyes have been tattooed black, he does look absolutely ghoulish. Sylvain, whose other name is Freaky Hoodie, is a primary school teacher and France's most tattooed man. He proudly boasts. And he poses with his eyes full of black ink. That's terrific. A couple of months later, after child reported being terrified by this teacher, and I don't blame him, I'm not a child, I would be terrified. School authorities informed him he would no longer teach kindergarten children. He said, I think the decision they took was quite sad. He said he started getting tattoos at the age of 27, when, while teaching at a private school in London, he had an existential crisis. Since then, he said, getting tattoos is my passion. Have they reopened tattoo parlors yet in the midst of the pandemic? He said he hoped to show his pupils that they should accept people who are different from the norm. Maybe when they are adults, they will be less racist and less homophobic and more open-minded, he said. Well, good luck to him. This is a very strange matter. And yes, the debate was a strange matter last night. Well, I was talking with Rich Lowry about the Frank Luntz focus group, and there's a report on that. It says that after watching the first presidential debate last night, undecided voters from battleground states across the country still had plenty they wanted to know about coronavirus, racial injustice, and what each candidate would do to unite the country. I don't think they needed to know more about Hunter Biden, actually, but out of 15 undecided voters in a virtual focus group conducted by Frank Luntz, Republican pollster, four said they were now moving from undecided to supporting Democratic nominee Joe Biden after watching the debate, and two turned to President Trump. The rest, the other nine, remained on the fence. There were nine men and six women who hailed from Arizona, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Nevada. You just saw 90 Minutes. How can you still be undecided? An incredulous Luntz asked. Please explain that to me. Despite their indecisiveness, most described Trump in a highly negative light, including one of the participants who was leaning toward voting for the president. The voters characterized Trump as unhinged, arrogant, forceful, a bully, chaotic, and un-American. When asked to come up with words to describe Biden, they offered better than expected, politician, compassion, coherent, and a nice guy lacking vision. The roughly four voters who ended the night in Biden's corner were stunned by Trump's performance. Ruthie, a voter from Pennsylvania, described it as trying to win an argument with a crackhead. Well, that was part of the discussion and the attacks on each other's families. Meanwhile, people were deeply depressed by the debate. And one of the things about these undecided voters, those nine who haven't decided probably won't vote. And this is one of the things that they find is generally the winning vote for people who are undecided late in a campaign ends up being they don't show up. And that may have been why they had such high undecideds and such a disappointing turnout in the Hillary Trump race. Maybe that'll be repeated. Who knows? There is a new movie. And if you want to continue feeling depressed, I don't know why you would. It's got a great cast. Deborah Winger is in it. Richard Jenkins is in it. And Evan Rachel Wood. The film, well, it has a provocative title. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Evan Rachel Wood plays a lonely, withdrawn girl living on the edge of homelessness with her two grifter parents, played by Deborah Winger and Richard Jenkins, in Kajillionaire. In theaters now and available on video on demand October 16th.
Most people want to be kajillionaires. That's the dream. That's how they get you hooked. Me, I prefer to just skip.
So do I.
These three larcenous losers are fun to watch in the first part of the film, but after a live wire go-getter, played by Gina Rodriguez, implausibly enters their lives, the movie turns fatally dark and dreary, with implausible twists and moments of real cruelty and pain. Cult filmmaker Miranda July is often undermined by a thunderously distracting musical score. Only two stars for this R-rated, strange film that will make no one a kajillionaire.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
I do like the idea of using a title like kajillionaire, because it's a word that people use from time to time, but you very rarely see it written out. Tomorrow, we're going to be speaking a little bit about the Democrats' nasty an unnecessary three-pronged attack on a fine lady and a great jurist. That's on Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who is on her way to the Supreme Court of the United States. We'll talk a little bit about why are they doing that. And Andrew McCarthy has given this some thought. He's a former prosecutor, and he knows a great deal about the politics of the Supreme Court and of other courts. We'll also talk about a foreign media source. Okay, I'll give it away. Iranian media. How did the Iranian media of the mullahs view last night's debate? Were they more enthusiastic, even more enthusiastic than the American media? We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. We'll also talk about Russia, China on the rise, and America in retreat. Will we get some attention to foreign policy tomorrow? From the upcoming debate, just 1 week from tonight, of the vice presidential candidate, Senator Kamala Harris, and Vice President Mike Pence. It's all happening right now, a month from the election. Well, a month and 3 days. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.